7:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So the Ravens are favorite in 15 out of the 17 games in the 2025 season, Ed Norris. 15 out of 17.
15.
Yes. Is that, you know, hard to believe, or do you think they should be favored in all of them?
I don't think anybody's favored in all games. No, I don't think they are.
I
think the Chiefs might be this year. But, I mean, I don't think it's outrageous at all, actually. I mean, I think the people who are doing this, or saying this, are seeing the same things we're seeing. It's like the best roster in football, going through the schedule and, you know, taking into account things like, you know, short weeks, travel games, things like that. Makes sense to me, honestly. I can see them being favored. Doesn't mean they're going to win them all, but they should be favored in them.
You are the betting expert on the show, Jeremy. Does that surprise you?
The only two I could see them being underdogs, and one of them's week one. I mean, you're at Buffalo. You got to give them some respect. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, with them being underdogs, I'd be willing to bet you any amount of money them being underdogs is under 3 points in both situations. And because this is week one, that's why you have to favor the Bills being at home. Like, there's no question here. But I'll say this, I would not be shocked if they were favored in every single game the rest of the way if Lamar stays healthy. I mean, that's the key factor, because I've been saying it for 2 years now. I'll say it again this year. They're the best team in football. Let's see what happens. Because you look at the talent you have, there's absolutely no reason that you shouldn't come in and be favored in every game, except for the fact that you face the two other opponents that you have in the AFC on the road, right? Buffalo on the road. Yeah. I mean, obviously Kansas City. So it's I don't know. Like, I don't have a problem with it, but I fully expected them to be favored in the rest of the games. And it just should tell you how much they should dominate this division. They will be favored in Cincinnati, more than likely.
Yeah.
And again, when we saying it now is one thing. If you're missing players when you get closer,
right.
If maybe they get somebody back or they make a trade, like, then all bets are off. But it's nice to look at this thing because it kind of tells you where Vegas thinks your team should be.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Do you see them winning all 15 of those games?
No. I mean, it never really happens that way. Because you know what happens? This team should be, in my opinion, win over like 13 to 14 games without a doubt. They're that good, and it wouldn't shock me to see them win more if they're healthy. But the bottom line becomes, like, as you're looking at who they're going to face, when they're going to face them, all those things that matter. But when Vegas is telling you they're favored in 15 of those games, it's telling you they believe they are one of the best teams in football. And yes, I do think they should win 13 to 14 games this year easily.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think this team could be the best team in the regular season in the National Football League. They could be what the
what they have been.
Yeah, maybe even by record, because they weren't by record last year. Mm-hmm. They were 2 years ago. I believe by record they could be that. I think they're that good. I think the only question I have, my question for the Baltimore Ravens is not if they'll get to the postseason. Please don't tell me about injuries. We all know about injuries, so throw that out the window. It's not if they get to the postseason, Ed. It's what will they do in the postseason.
And where are they playing?
Yeah.
Where are they playing? Do we get the games at home again?
I think they'll be the best team in the regular season. So my answer is yes. However, I'm going to throw you something that back at you. It shouldn't matter.
I'll catch it and throw it right back at you.
It shouldn't matter.
I agree with you. Now, who are you going to throw it at? Throw it at Ed.
Hot potato. I think they'll have home field, but I don't think it should matter with them.
Well, that's just why week one, and if you start looking at some of the tiebreakers and things you have, why this looms large and how important the first game of the season is. Because if you're expecting these teams to be good, they're going to be around each other. And if you finish with the same record, that's the tiebreaker over, are we going to Buffalo? Or are we staying home? Are you going to Kansas City? Or are you staying home? Because, I mean, there'll be another surprise or two in the AFC, but those are the three teams we're looking at right now.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens, once again, so much talent for this football team on offense. I think Connor Allen, the one who put this on Twitter, on X, I should say, even said they made a outstanding defense and even better in the offseason, which I agree with them.
They did.
It's funny how people are saying that the defense was outstanding after the way it started last year.
But yeah, but I think they're being fair because it started badly and then it really turned around.
Oh, I agree with you. You know, I think it's outstanding, but I'm glad somebody's watching.
Right. I agree with that. I think it's good because I think it's very fair to say that when, you know, they look at what happened. It started off badly and then ended up, you know, having one of the best defense in the league, you know, second half of the season, but just a few tweaks, you know, Darius Washington moving to safety and Kyle Hamilton's role changed and some things changed. Dean Pease coming in. Maybe he had an influence on, you know, on Orr. So I don't know what happened.
Dean Pease was the defensive MVP.
Pretty much, yeah.
Thank you, Dean, for saving the season. Zach did nothing.
I just
so stupid.
I like starting Jeremy up. Dean Pease was the defensive MVP, and the real MVP of the NFL was in Buffalo.
See? Yeah. Oh, by the way, I didn't choose violence. I did for some guy that wrote something about David Rubenstein this morning on Twitter. I'm like, you know what? Here's your attention you get there, Chief, for saying David Rubenstein's a worse owner than Peter Angelos after a year and a half. But we did have another guy that started saying, oh, Lamar's supposed to be the best dual threat quarterback in the league. And he showed all the rushing touchdowns for other players. Uh-huh. And he goes, why isn't he on this list? And Josh Allen's up there. And I'm like, dude, if you put their numbers next to each other last year, Allen and Lamar, Allen had more rushing touchdowns and more attempts. That's it.
Because he was also their goal line running back.
Yes.
He was their goal line guy.
We didn't need that because you got Derrick Henry.
You got a Hall of Famer in the backfield. Why are you letting your quarterback be your goal line guy?
But when you're sitting here saying dual threat, it doesn't mean getting in the end zone. It should look at rushing yards. It's like talking about, yeah, what's that guy's batting average? How many home runs did he hit? Well, hey, that doesn't make any sense. Like, what are you talking about? How many rushing touchdowns he's got?
He's not a power hitter. He's only batting 240.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't apply.
Yeah, he's batting 240 with 25 home runs in July.